Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
I have this call directed to Samantha, please.
Sure. Whom should I say is calling?
Dillard.
Dillard, your full name, please?
Ian Dillard.
Ian Dillard. All right. Let me just quickly check if Samantha is even available or not, okay? Give me a quick moment. Thank you for staying online. I have checked with Samantha. She is currently unavailable. She is in a meeting, so let me just quickly escalate this to her. As soon as she's done with the meeting, she's going to call you back in the next 20 minutes.
She told me that yesterday. She still haven't called. You know what?
I'm unable to understand what you're saying. Can you please come again?
Let me speak to Janice Ford.
Janice Ford?
Yes.
Let me check if she's available. Give me a quick moment.
Hello, Jean. How are you doing today?
Okay. How are you doing? Who is this?
This is Janice.
Okay. I had spoke to Samantha the other day, and she hadn't called her back, so I called her back yesterday. She was told she's in a meeting, and then I called her today. She's in a meeting. So I said, let me call you. If you're in a meeting, then I'm going to leave it alone. Okay.
Do you want to connect with Samantha, or like maybe you and I can take this forward?
Okay. I mean, who? Because she needed me to have a number for my ISBN number and stuff.
Yeah, the imprint, right?
Imprint number. It's like how many digits is it? UID.
The ISBN is a 13-digit number.
Pardon me?
The ISBN is a 13-digit number.
But you got the ISBN number. Well, I sent it to you. Okay. But I'm looking at this hair problem, and it got, can I read you what it has, and you want to write it down?
Would it be possible if you could send it to me over email, because I would not want to get it incorrect, actually.
Okay. Well, do you know anything with it have, how do it normally look like? If it has copyrights to it, is there anything that's supposed to have in there or anything?
Could you please repeat that again?
Okay, for the copyright, do it normally say whether it has copyrights in it? Or CO, do CO stand for copyright, or?
No, the ISBN copyrights are completely unrelated. They are two different things.
Okay. According to this, it looked like I had the barcode and the ISBN number.
The barcode is separately generated, but the barcode itself when you put in an ISBN.
Oh, so you get the barcode automatically.
You can actually generate free barcodes, but what happens is whenever you try to sell a book, those barcodes do not read. You cannot use a free barcode.
What about the UID number? Because I have the UID number.
We would actually require a separate barcode for ebook, paperback, and hardcover.
But it's not going to be a paperback. It's going to be the spiral.
Yeah, like paperback is, you know, just the name given to that version. You can have multiple variants in that.
Okay. So you're saying that telling me it generated a barcode and an ISBN number with that number, and it has a CODUID, the... Get the number she needed, 15, the number that she needed. that that's not going to help. Because if it's saying barcode, so why would they put a barcode in there that I paid for with the ISBN number? Now you're saying it's not used? I can't use it?
You actually purchased a separate barcode? Or, like, was it?
When I purchased it, it has a barcode and ISBN number. And it lists the numbers.
Makes sense. So you should be able to get the barcode separately from that. For example, if any company offers that you get an ISBN and a barcode together, they should be able to provide you a separate barcode as well. Because you actually cannot use pre-generated barcodes. Once you put your ISBN in the barcode generator, that is where the services give you a generated barcode.
So what would the barcode look like?
It is also 13 to 14 digit number. It has a separate starting. It is, I think, from 978. But yes, you would not be able to distinguish between a barcode that is freely generated and a barcode that is paid for until you actually, you know, try to check out on that book and that barcode does not work.
The barcode, the ISBN number would not work with this barcode?
Yes, the ISBN and barcodes are two things. ISBN is actually on your book's registration, while the barcode is just like, you know, it has on all products whenever you're selling to actually record the number of sales whenever that barcode is punched.
And how many letters does the barcode have?
Wait, let me check and tell you. Okay, a barcode would have 12 digits and an ISBN would have 13 digits.
Okay, well, I'll call it back to my looking.
And another thing that you would have to ensure is that I'm on the bottom right, you should also have the price of your book. That is how a barcode can be authenticated.
Can you say that again?
On the bottom right of the barcode, you should also be able to see the price of your book.
Right.
That is what becomes an acceptable barcode. But yes, that barcode has to be paid for. So if you're purchasing it from anywhere, that is completely fine. But yes, there would be a small amount associated with it.
Okay. I have to try to get in touch with people because if they're saying the barcode is included, it was generated with the barcode and the ISBN number.
If anybody is, you know, actually making you use a free barcode generator, that barcode would not work at all. You would not be able to catch it right now, but you would be able to catch it when your book is actually being sold.
Okay, let me try to find out more information on this then. Okay. Okay, Janice, thank you.
Okay, Jean, if you're available, I think I have Samantha available. Maybe I could transfer the call to her.
But if she's supposed to be in the meeting and all that stuff, I'll just wait until I get everything together then.
No problem at all. She's available now if you'd like to talk.
Oh, she's available now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go on a brief hold and then transfer the call. Thank you very much for staying online, Jean. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you doing today? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know why your voice is like coming in and going out. Can't really hear you properly.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better. Thank you. All right, so what have you figured out? Janice was just, bringing me back to speed. She told me that you bought the ISBN and barcode from somewhere.
Yes, and then they provided me with the UID number you said you needed.
The imprint, did they provide that?
The imprint number, I guess that's the UID number.
UID number. No, it's called an imprint.
Well, maybe when I got it, it probably was called UID back then when I got it, maybe.
Okay. And what exactly is the imprint then?
So see, it has this, but for me, it has barcode. It was generated with the barcode and the ISBN number, 13. And then for each one of them, give me.
Okay, how about, see, I'm having real difficulty understanding what exactly you got. How about you share that with me and let me validate that?
Okay.
Okay, send that to me or Janice, email Janice, since you don't have my email address, that'll be much more effective. Email Janice, I'll work with her to see if the ISBN barcode and the imprint is all aligned. And if that is good to go, then we only have to cover the copyrights.
Right. So let me send it to you because it's different ones. One have a 13 and one has a different numbers.
Okay.
I'm going to just send it to you what I have, you know, what they have. And then maybe you may be able to figure it out or.
I need to actually take a look at what exactly they provided to you. And I actually have a way of checking this out, you know, verifying it. So I'm going to do that and I will get back to you. Send it all in an email to Janice.
Okay, well, I have your email too.
Okay, then CC me as well.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'll call you back.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Bye-bye.